Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. In the world of professional photography, the name Jeremy Cowart stands out. He photographs celebrities, teaches, lectures, and most dear is his devotion to humanitarian efforts. He composed the Voices of Humanity photo essay, which prompted an audience at the UN to send more money to the earthquake recovery effort there. He's documented the genocide in Rwanda, the aftermath of the Gatlinburg fires, and plans now to come to document the people whose lives and belongings were strewn along Florida's west coast by Hurricane Irma. He joins us now on the phone from Nashville, Tennessee. Jeremy Cowart, thanks for taking the time to tell us about this newest project.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So what is this project? Can you describe to me what you're looking to do when you come down?
Yeah, we're calling it Resilient Light, and that refers to the people who have lost everything, if not a lot, and we're trying to just help through a interesting creative project where... just trying to help, as I've done on my past projects, help raise more money for the people who have lost things.
So you're looking for people who have stories to tell about the things that they have lost, and then you're going to be documenting their story verbally, I mean, through your website, as a complement to the photos that you're going to take?
Yes, exactly. We're looking for people who have been who have lost everything, because that's who we can help the most. People who have been devastated in great need. I just find it to be fulfilling as an artist when you can step in times of need and use creative thinking to give back. You know, it's amazing to give to these large organizations, and there's a huge need for large organizations to step in and help. But I also believe there's a huge need for small individuals to step over and help individuals as well. Like, there's both the big and small needs, and as an artist, I like to try to do my best as an individual artist to do something to help.
Kind of like a micro charity.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's very focused. So what you're going to do, from what I've been reading, is you're going to have an individual's story, and then you're going to ask for them the words of inspiration that are helping them get through, be that a philosophical saying or just some words from a relative that have pulled them through. And then you're going to be projecting that on the side of what's left of their home in a nighttime and do an artistic shot that way?
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to ask them what words or of inspiration are getting them through these tough times, whether that be a quote or their own words or a Bible verse, just whatever they want to say. And we're going to projected with this weird technology called a pixel stick in thin air. So it's almost like, you know, if we have to look at this moment of devastation, of this just people's belongings and stuff thrown everywhere from the hurricane, what if you can temporarily take advantage of the devastation and make that into a beautiful piece that then raises money for the people who lost? It's almost like turning devastation on its head for a minute while everything is still, you know, messed up, but turning that into beauty in order to raise more money for people.
And how's that going to work? So you're going to have prints made of the artistic shots that you're doing of these homes with these words projected on them. There will be prints available and people can buy them individually.
Yes, people can buy the prints. And let me guarantee you that I am not accepting any money personally. 100% of the money raised will be given back to the individuals who we photograph, and you know, you can just check out all my past projects on my website to see. In fact, I hope that many of the people we're helping will already have crowdfunding pages, so we can direct traffic directly to them and not even go through me. That's what I did on my past Gallen Put Burke project, is we just pointed all the media and all the traffic directly to people's crowdfunding pages, because my intent is not to make any money personally. We are doing this as a volunteer project to raise more money for the people who have lost whatever they've lost.
It's funny because people talk a lot about the de-socialization of people because everybody's looking at their screens, but the social media aspect of this has become a really important vector for change and for help. And when you think about, you can read on the internet about an individual person's story. You can see this piece of art. You can purchase this piece of art, and that will bring you close enough to that person's story to get to know them. And then when you feel like you want to help them, this is facilitating being able to help them directly.
Exactly. Yeah, you get hopefully an interesting piece of art that inspires you in your dark times of need. But in the meantime, you're helping somebody else get back on their feet. So it's I hope that it's a win-win for everybody.
It's interesting that you've chosen to take your artistic abilities and in your photographic prowess, and you want to do such humanitarian type projects like this. What has inspired you to turn to this?
I've just found that it's more fulfilling than anything else I do. You know, I really believe that we're on this earth to help each other and to love each other, and I've just found that that's the most fulfilling thing I can do with what God's given me, is to turn around and use it to help others in times of need. And I've done it over and over again, and that's the work that I prefer to do.
It's kind of cool. You've taken the gift that you've been given, the gift of an eye for art and the gift and skills of photography, and then you want to help, and everybody wants to help, but you're using what you have to, I mean, what you have, you know, kind of mentally and artistically to effect a change, which a lot of people have a hard time doing.
Yeah, and that's the other side benefit of these projects, is that I find that they inspire a lot of other artists to do similar projects, and so it kind of has a echoing effect across, you know, the creative industry. And so I hope that other artists will follow suit and do similar projects.
Jerry McHoward, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. I know you have a busy day ahead of you, and I don't want to keep you from it, but we do have links to your website and ways for people to get connected with you, to tell their stories, to see if when you come down here, you can go to their home. When are you going to be here? The end of September, you said?
We're coming next week. And let me say this. This is the most important part, the most important thing I could say in this interview. We're looking for stories of people to help. And if people know of stories, email us at treelineagency@gmail.com. That's treelineagency@gmail.com. And that goes to my entire production team, and they will respond and connect with people to tell their stories and, again, raise more money for the individuals who are looking to help.
And then we have a link to that also. If people didn't catch it on the radio, if you didn't have a chance to write that down, just go to WGCUnews.org and you can find all applicable links to get yourself connected with this project. Thanks so much, Jeremy Cowart.
All right. Thank you.
Our show today was produced by Matthew Smith. Our director is Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.